Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
Dads, listen up. We keep on making excuses of why we can't stay healthy. Maybe it's finances. Maybe it's your children. Maybe the food looks too good. I'm talking about the ice cream when we get home from a late, late day of work. Joining me today is Josh Cheekman, entrepreneur, one of the founders of eBoost Natural Energy, and a reality star who juggles everything in life. Josh, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good today, Jay. Thanks for having me.
Josh, thank you so much for joining me. Josh, speaking personally, I'm a father. I'm just like you, an entrepreneur, do the radio show, got a whole bunch of things going on, especially in my head each and every day. And sometimes it's so hard to find 5 minutes just to exercise or to eat healthy. And sometimes I go a whole day, and this may seem crazy, and I don't even eat until I come home because I'm just keep on working. So how do you do it when you're juggling so much?
You have to make the time, Jay. As you know, you don't need 30 minutes to work out. You can get a great workout in 5 minutes or less. You just have to really spark your heart rate, bring it up, and bring it down. And the truth is, you got to take time for yourself because you'll be more effective throughout the day.
Now, you speak volumes when they say that, taking time to yourself. And I always tell other fathers, just like myself, is that you need, first thing in the morning, is at least a half hour before you reach for that phone. Say you're waking up dads, it's 5:30. Don't reach for that phone right away. Because number one, you're lowering your boundaries. Your boss is going to hit you up even sooner tomorrow and say, hey, listen, if he's available at 5:30, let's give him more work. So they look for the email returning back at 6. Josh, in terms of technology, are you seeing more and more the stress piling on, the boundaries being lower because the availability to get in contact with anyone at any time?
Well, I think that triggered it, and then I think we've been self-inflicted ourselves, being under the assumption that we have to respond to every email at every waking moment in an immediate state. You'll be driving and someone will say, I'll be late for dinner, and you force yourself to reply back okay while you're driving, and it's just not necessary. We've triggered these kind of like very quick responses as a quid pro quo, and it's just not necessary. The truth is, most things can wait. You have to be able to segment your day and prioritize and put the most important things at the top, and then the fluff, push it to the side and dedicate a specific period of time to respond to all the fluff.
Now, Josh, when you were making the transition from having your first child to just being married, was there any transition or things that you had to change if you were working maybe 15 hours and now you're dropping them down to 10 because I know you're so busy? Was there certain foods that you brought out? Was there certain things that you had to change, or was it a natural progression from going into fatherhood?
Well, yeah, huge progression. I mean, you had to go from this change the state of selfish to completely unselfish. You know, once your child is in your life, you know, the child takes priority and commoditizes a lot of your time. So you really have to find that balance of being present and being there for what the child's needs are, and then still being able to function and do the business that you have to do.
Josh, I love the word selfish. I love that word so much. And this is what I'm going to say to that. Guys, and even the father, I want you to listen up, dads out there, is that we are selfish sometimes. I am, because we forget, Josh, is that bringing in those sweets, bringing in those alcoholic beverages, bringing in those neglected hours of sleep where we could have been resting, what dulls our sensitive, we can't perform at a high level, we're more sensitive, we may be coming in the house and more frustrated, and our kids see that. So when we're not investing in ourselves, we're actually being selfish to our family. Now, Josh, in terms of that, what are men doing in terms of their being selfishness? They're not bringing in the right foods. Where are we lacking in nutrition?
Well, nutrition, you know, we all get lazy, and I'm just as guilty of it as anybody. You know, you get to the point with your children where you want to just keep the day moving. You don't want to put up a fight. You don't want a tantrum. You don't want to wrestle with them to beg them to eat something. And, you know, I see with my own children, I'll try and make them these really healthy green shakes, and I'll give it to my daughter, and she'll go, ew, disgusting. And she'll spit it out. And oh my God, I pretend like she'll start gagging as if she's going to throw up. So it's like, you know, do I put a intravenous needle in her and inject it in her? I mean, I try and blend it in where I can, whether it's oatmeal or other foods, but she's got a strong detector. She figures that out and she pushes it away. So I have to be more diligent in finding ways to get important nutrition in her, because she just does not eat that healthy. And I haven't done a good enough job on staying on top of her and finding ways to get it in her.
It's true. It's true. Our children are not only complete sponges, they're complete mirrors of us. If I'm picking up, yes, for my son Max, if I'm picking up ice cream, he's going to first thing, Daddy, can I have some ice cream? If I'm, yep, sitting on the couch and watching TV, he's going to what? Grow up possibly to sit on the couch and watch TV. What we do, dads, what we do, our kids will reflect that 10, 15 years from now, and they're going to pass it on. So right now, we really should put up that boundary, that roadblock, and say, we are putting forth nutrition, we are putting forth exercise, and we are also putting forth a good emotional state. And speaking of emotional state, Josh, you're just so vibrant with your words and so energized. Is that naturally from you? Because that your children are going to see that the dad has a positive attitude. Do your kids not only speak the same ways that you're doing, but are other people around you, are you harnessing that energy from other people? Where is that coming from?
It all comes from eBoost. Every morning, first thing I do is I drink a shot of eBoost, and it kickstarts my day. I don't drink coffee. I don't take artificial ingredients. I don't take products that aren't natural. But, especially as I get older, I need a way to, find a healthy way to energize myself and vitalize my body with vitamins. And so, ironically, happened to see that there was a void in the marketplace about 6 years ago and created the product called eBoost. Really, that gives you the healthy boost of energy you need, supports your immunity system, and just vitalizes your body. So that's what I personally use every single day to kickstart my day, and sometimes for the second half of the day.
No, that is great, because we're right now 67%, it's growing as we speak, of Americans, especially men, are either overweight or obese. And one of the biggest killers out there, and affecting not only some chronic disease and illnesses, are these sugary beverages. I mean, we're taking in, the average person takes in 450 calories a beverage a day, and about 350 calories of that is sugar. And we always think, it's Truvia, it's Splenda, but even those things that are empty calories, their sweetening levels are so high that that's causing us to what? Reach for sugary things down the line. So have you seen a better balance with what you're implementing first thing in the morning that is really keeping you even keeled throughout the day?
Yeah, well, it's like a healthy habit is contagious. So if you start your day off with a positive thing, then it triggers you to do more healthy things. So if I were to reach for a sugary cereal first thing in the morning, then the next thing I'd probably eat after that would be a donut. But if I'm conscientious of what I'm putting in my body and trying to create that healthy state of mind, then I'm going to want to stay down that path.
Now, in terms of exercise, do you exercise every day?
The only day I'm not allowed to exercise for my wife is Sunday, and I still try and sneak it in. I mean, to me, exercise is religion, because it really gives me a time to be by myself, turn my phone off, and just focus on me. And I'm an endorphin junkie, so I really have to feel that endorphin rush.
But you just said something, you just said very poignant. You exercise every day. And when people think about exercise, they think about having to get up, go to the gym, sweat it out for 60 minutes. But at the beginning of the show, you mentioned it could just be 20 minutes, it could be 10 minutes, it could be something little. And dads, it could be as little as taking a sofa cushion, throwing on the floor, and standing on one leg to increase balance and symmetry and core strength. Josh, it's those little things, not only that we can, yep, teach ourselves to stay healthy, but our kids are going to see that too. Josh, is there one exercise that you feel that you've done, maybe just maybe 30 seconds, maybe it's standing up while you're working, that dads can maybe benefit from just listening right now?
I got to tell you, the best DVD system out there is called J-Core. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's a 4x4 workout in your house. And for real, it wasn't until I worked out with you for the first time, I'm like, what kind of workout can I get, with my own body weight? You crushed me within 2 minutes, and I was sweating, and my whole body was shaking. But literally, if you get in the plank position and just pull your knee up to your elbow and keep rotating, that exercise alone is a full-body workout and gets your heart rate going, and you'll find yourself sweating within seconds. Burpees. You don't have to leave your living room to get a great workout.
Josh, thank you so much for joining us. If people want to learn more about you, Josh, where can they find out about you?
eBoost.com. I answer all questions. It's the info at eBoost. You can email me there at any time. And that's the best way to get in touch with me.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for joining me. To learn more about Fatherly Fit and staying healthy as a dad, you can always go to my radio show page at RadioMD.com. Until next time, I'm Jake Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.